You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to Thursday. We call it Friday Eve around here. And Butters is on the board. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Oh, man, I'm excited. I am excited about Friday Eve. Almost, we're on the backside of the week.
The backside of the week, downhill run to the weekend.
Yeah, man. So I'm excited about today's show.
You should be, because we got a segment with your name on it. But, yeah.
That might have something to do with why I'm excited.
That might have something to do with it. Yeah, we got a great show laid on for you. You may have heard him teasing the opportunity there. But, you know, Boomer McQueen has been one of our mainstays that we've had for over a year and a half. Of course, you know, Boomer and McQueen are not with us, and we miss them greatly. But nonetheless, today we have Butters and Lee. That's going to be...
I think we did a Butters and Lee about, I don't know, a month and a half ago or something like that.
Yeah. So you were subbing in when Boom went on vacation.
Yeah. So who knows where it's, you're taking a huge risk on this.
y'all are known entities. There's two people that I've trusted with my microphones, and it's you and it's Lee and a couple others. All right. Hey, listen, aside from the Butters and Lee segment at 3:30, stay tuned for that one. We got a whole triple dipper full of stuff. So hit it, buddy.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know while we run today's show. So right out the gate, I'm calling it Parenting is Messier. So my monologue in a minute, by the way, is going to be called Parenting is Messy. It's going to lead right into the next one, Parenting is Messier. Messier when the government gets involved. I don't know if you're aware of this, but the left side of government does not believe that you know how to parent your kids. I'm just saying. And they are absolutely determined to go ahead and step in and do it for you, whether you like them to or not. So, yeah, parenting is messier. That's number one on the triple dipper. Number two, okay, I didn't get to it yesterday, but even more articles showed up today. So we're doing this thing, man. I've got it. It's number two on the dippers, bringing home the bacon and the beef and the poultry. All of it. All the meat. It's a meat fest. We're going to be breaking out in the meat sweats right here on Right Side Radio. Meat sweats.
I'm a little disappointed that there's not a platter ready to go here.
A platter of bacon.
Oh.
I just, you know.
We can get that order.
I talked to a guy today that had a whole podcast. All right, we're interrupting the flow. Here we go. All right, so bringing home the bacon and the beef and the poultry. That's number two on the triple dipper. And then number three, man, the Green New Steel has really turned into something. And it's crashing and burning, by the way. So number three is called Green Cash equals Green Crash. Yeah, it's just the whole infrastructure bill, the trillions of dollars, the government subsidized false market related to EVs, all of it, it's not working well. It's not going to work well. You can't have a fake market like this in a capitalist society. Number three on the triple dipper, Green Cash equals Green Crash. We'll talk about that when the time comes. All right. Let me jump over here to my opening comments, my monologue. And I want to remind you guys that Southern Immediate Care is the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue. And Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of our listening area. You can find them in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, five locations in and around the Birmingham area. You need seven-day-a-week care, you can find them. Southern Immediate Care. Look them up and find the location nearest to you. They are the sponsors every single day of our Right Side Way monologue. All right, this one's going to be enjoyable. This one's designed to be lighthearted because the rest of the topic about parenting is going to be a little bit stiffer, all right? A little bit more somber, a little bit more serious. But this one, let me just tell you, some of the stuff in the news lately, it does have me reflecting on parenting. There's a push right now from the Biden administration to involve itself in parenting. And not just a little bit, mind you, like a lot. So one of the stories we'll cover later, if Biden's Department of Health and Human Services gets its way, it will soon become the regulatory nightmare that parents who don't affirm their child's so-called gender identity are guilty of child abuse. What? I mean, how do they enforce that? I'll tell you how they're going to enforce it. By affecting whether or not you can get health care, Medicaid, Social Security benefits, government-backed loans, they can find ways. They've got their mechanisms for working to bend the will of the people. Government's becoming more and more about control, less about providing truly essential services. And parenting, y'all, parenting's messy enough already without liberals trying to redefine the morals and religious beliefs of parents who are just doing all they can to raise their kids. Now, parenting, despite government, I wouldn't trade it for the world. I mean, I've got great kids who aren't kids at all anymore. Mine are fully grown, in the throes of adulting now. And we even have two amazing grandkids. And yes, everything you've ever heard about grandkids being the best things in sliced bread, it's all true. So let me set aside politics and punditry and elections for just a minute and go a little more lighthearted. Let's talk about parenting. I mean, I have some crazy fun memories about being a dad in the early years. I remember my daughter could run into a room with me in full business mode and just shout, "Here I am, Daddy," and just stop me right in my tracks. It became a game, really. Didn't matter what I was doing or how distracted I was. Little bitty her, she could run in and yell, "Here I am, Daddy," and I'd just say, "Oh, good, I was looking for you." We would laugh, and then just as sweet as she could be just as hard-headed and strong-willed. She played little kid soccer when she was young, and I can remember her driving her to games going, "Show me your war face," and she'd bow up and look mean and yell, and I'd do my best Gunny impression from Full Metal Jacket. "You don't scare me, show me your war face," and there'd be more laughter. You know, raising kids, though, it can get messy. Charlene and I got married at 21. I was a dad by 23. I mean, how did we make it? Poor as church mice, and just to be clear, love does not actually pay the bills. And what did we know about parenting? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. What we know came from the school of hard knocks, and, oh, by the way, 1,000 phone calls to our own parents to ask how, when, why, and where. But we made it like so many generations did before us. My own son was telling me the other night about how important some things were to the raising of my grandkids. I couldn't help but let him know that I'm sure it's all good, but that my grandbabies are the first generations of Williamses to ever have things like they use nowadays. It's a wonder how we all survived until now. No cell phones, no apps. Dang. But to be honest, they're doing an amazing job of raising those grandkids of ours, so much so that I suspect we would have been better off if we'd had one of those apps ourselves. But as I was thinking about all this, I recalled that not long ago, Charlene, the lovely Charlene, read me a Facebook post from a good friend. It's somebody who's actually not much older than our own kids, somebody we've known for much of her life. Well, that whole thing that I just said about parenting being messy, y'all, she cracked us up, so much so that I had to go ahead and include it in today's show. So what follows, I'm going to read it to you, is a direct quote from our friend, except that the names have been changed to protect the innocent. So she said it this way. Here she goes. She said, "There was a pretty significant mistake made by the Tooth Fairy today." By the way, this is a true story. "A pretty significant mistake made by the Tooth Fairy today. I'm only putting this out there because the first thing that child number one said was, 'I can't wait to show my friends.' And I just need to apologize right now to all the parents of his friends." So a few days ago, child number two lost a tooth and got $5 and a note from the Tooth Fairy. Well, then child number one lost a tooth yesterday while we're at the movies, and as soon as we got home, he wanted to put the tooth under his pillow instead of waiting until bedtime. Well, by the time bedtime rolls around, I had completely forgotten about it. I was so tired last night and ended up falling asleep before anybody else, which never happens. But child number one ended up coming, you know, to bed, and when I woke up, I remembered the tooth and I didn't have any cash on me. So here's where the first mistake happened. I keep child number one's money that he's gotten for birthdays and scoring goals in soccer in his own bank. I thought, okay, I'll get $5 from child number one and I'll replace it when I get some cash. I told their dad, if child number one woke up, just don't let him see what I'm doing. Child number two was already awake. I was trying to hide all this from him. I needed to write a note for child number one, and also because child number two had a note from the Tooth Fairy. In the note, I specifically said, or the Tooth Fairy said, not me, "I'm giving you $5 because you've been a good boy." Well, when he wakes up, he looks under his pillow, and nothing's there, so he runs and looks again, and he finds the envelope. He brings it in. He opens it, and he screams, "I got $50. And we're like, "What?" So I had accidentally grabbed a $50 bill out of child number two's bank instead of a $5 bill. I told him, yeah, that's got to be a mistake because the note says $5 and the tooth fairy surely didn't mean to do that. It's never going to happen again. But it was a tooth fairy's mistake, so she can't take it back now. Of course, he says, but now I need to count all my money. His dad told him there was probably some little boy somewhere who was in a bike wreck that lost 10 teeth, and she meant to give him the $50 and just got mixed up. So basically, it was just lie after lie that we're telling, trying to cover up the mistake. Anyway, if child number one comes to school and tells you he got $50 for his tooth, that is not a common practice in our house. I told him to make sure to tell his friends that it was a mistake and the price of teeth has not actually gone up. Anyone that has ever said to me, you're such a good mom, I just need you to know that this morning I have been both a thief and a liar. Oh, my gosh, that's funny. Listen, parenting. I mean, what do you do, right? Parenting can be funny. Parenting can be painful. It can take on wonderful Saturday mornings and long, painful Friday nights. It can mean staying up late, missing meals, sleeping less, paying more than you'd ever planned. But I wouldn't trade it for the world. God has taken me to some amazing places to do some amazing things in my own life. But none of them, not one of them can hold a candle to having the family that I have. I'm just going to take this minute to say that I feel like I owe them the thanks for all the years of letting me be called Dad. I mean, it was messy. Parenting is messy. But the joys outweighed the pains of all the various titles that I could go by, and Dad is actually the best title of all. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Wave. Listen, parenting is messy. Parenting is absolutely messy. And you're not going to get it right every time, you know? And I laughingly poke fun at my kids for having an app that talks about parenting. But you know what? They're doing a really good job. I got no arguments. Those grandbabies are perfect. But parenting, yeah, it's messy. And we're going to talk about how it gets messier in just a minute. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.